Leon.
Just one halakha, the laws of Sisit that we're studying. Maran in the Bet Yosef in Siman Chet says that it makes sense to him that the Sisit and the garment itself, let's say the Talit Katan we're talking about, should be worn outside, meaning over one's garment. And he gives a good reason. He says, the Torah says, Uritem Oto, that the purpose of this Sisit is to look at them and to remember the mitzvot. And if you're going to hide them underneath your clothes, you're going to defeat the whole purpose of Uritem Oto. And therefore he advises in Shulchan Aruch that the right way to put on the Talit Katan is actually outside over the clothes. Today the Hasidim, for example, follow this opinion. And you see them, many of them, they wear the garment outside. You say, what are they doing? They're actually following Shulchan Aruch's opinion. The Hafetz Chaim himself, in his Mishnah Berura, gives a very stinging rebuke, very sharp criticism, he says there, of those that are embarrassed of the mitzvah of Sisit, and they're putting it inside, and they have a seal that's given by the king, and if somebody has a seal of the king, you're proud of it, and you show everybody, and instead of you taking the seal of the king, and you're hiding it. And he says, "Atidim li teret adin." These people are destined to, you know, give an accounting for this. That's a strong rebuke. But it should be pointed out that Rabbi Bital in his New Yalkut Yosef English on CC brings testimony that the Hafetz Chaim himself wore the Sisiyot inside, like us. His grandson, Rav Hillel Zaks, that Alav Hashem used to come here often, as well, wore his Sisiyot inside. And he quotes there from many of even the Ashkenazim, the Lithuanian yeshivas, the old Rosh Hashivas, would put the Sisiyot inside. Well, where did this minhag to put it inside come from? It comes mostly from the Arizal. The Benu Ari and the Benu Arashash, they had a different understanding. They said, of course you have to look at the Sisiyot. When you put it on, you look at the Sisiyot. Don't you have to look at it all day long? And if you want to look at it, you can take it out of your pants and you can look at it. No problem. But it doesn't mean you have to have it out all day long. And they said, Adrabah. On the contrary, the mitzvah of Sisiyot should be inside and it should be covered, like we do. And so then if the Hafetz Chaim himself did it like that, so what is he screaming at? Well, what he's screaming at is, they explain, well, we're not putting it inside because we're embarrassed. We're putting it inside because we're following Darizal. Now, he's not talking about that. He's talking about the people that were embarrassed, that are doing it because they're ashamed of the mitzvah. If that's the reason why you're putting it inside, then for sure you have a problem. Secondly, they explained that Hafetz Chaim was talking. In his time, the custom was that a single boy would not wear a talit gadol. He would only wear talit katan. And he would put the talit katan underneath his clothes. So he says, if you're putting the talit katan underneath your clothes, you have nothing revealed. Not the talit gadol and not the talit katan. So he wasn't talking about us. So nobody should feel that we're in contempt of the Hafetz Chaim because he gave this rebuke and we're following the Ben Ari. The question, of course, then comes, let's say a Sephardi wants to put his Sisiyot out. Maran said you could put the whole bacon out. He doesn't want to put the whole bacon out. He just wants to leave the strings out, like we see the Ashkenazim do. Does he have a right to do that? Well, the answer is going to be, it depends on the circumstance. Let's take a simple circumstance. Let's say he's in the yeshiva with the Ashkenazim, and everybody puts their Sisiyot out. He doesn't want to stand out. Clearly, Hakam of Adya writes a few times, when in Rome, do like the Romans. And therefore he's able to keep the Sisiyot out. When he graduates the yeshiva, he can put it back in. There's no reason for him to stand up. Secondly, he says, let's say you have a guy that's Baal Teshuvah, or somebody that's trying to mehazek himself, and it gives him a chizuk to leave them out, you know, for a certain period of time, let's say, you know, when he's getting stronger in his religion. It gives him, you know, encouragement. But that guy also, he's not going to make a big deal. But once he graduates all these levels, you got to put it inside. He said that any Sephardi, in principle, that leaves his sisyur out because he wants to adopt a different practice, is motzi la'ad al-rishonim. That means he's casting aspersions on the previous generations. Are we better than the Kapahaim Sofer? Are we better than Ben Ishchai? Are we better than all the tzaddikim that did it that way? Well, you don't have to reinvent the wheel and do something different than the Gedolim did. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, when it comes to the talit katan, well, I guess it should be understood that you have to wear a talit katan first. That's the first, before the halakha comes to play. Assuming that you know that halakha, that you should wear a talit katan, the way to wear it would be is faradim, not only the baggage inside, but the strings inside and covered as well.